The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Welcome back to the Dark Side of the Pooch. He is Dr. Rab Stewart, the Rossbridge Animal Hospital is what he owns. He's been out there for years now. I can't believe it's been years. Does fantastic work. Wherever you need to take your pets, you need to go to Rossbridge Animal Hospital, go to rossbridgevet.org or .com, .gov, .net, any of those dots work. Check him out. And of course, you can find his fantastic business.
And almost course, 10 years, almost a decade.
That is insane. That is crazy. By the way, before we get started, I was reached out by two last week because I have been recognized as the one individual who has introduced or been on stage more than any other person in the history of the state. And it was funny because I was going through my ticket logs and stuff like that. I wish I had saved every ticket stub I ever had because it would have been amazing to look through. I really do do something like that, kids, because we don't get ticket stubs anymore. You don't get tickets. No. Now you have to use your phone, and it really sucks. And it used to be something that we used to have that was super cool. Anyway, I've been on like 300 different stages, over 1,000 shows. And so they invited me to come look at the brand new amphitheater, the Cocoa Amphitheater. So I went down there. There was a Fox 6 was down there, and that was the only TV station. We were the only two involved to take a look before they opened. They were still painting. I hadn't put the numbers on the seats yet. And this was last week. And of course, they opened in earnest last night. Def Leppard's playing Wednesday night. And they asked me, honestly, truthfully, what do you think? And it's beautiful. It's fantastic. And all I could think about was those fish shows coming up, two show. It's like, I'm going to fish shows. And then they asked me to speak about it on Fox 6. And I certainly will. But I was thinking about you the entire time, but it's going to be great. There's a lounge there called the vinyl lounge, which is a bunch of albums. It's just a bunch of album covers that cover this corner of the bar. And it's everything from Captain and Tennille to the Carpenters to Rod Stewart to AC/DC to, you know, and all these different album covers. And it's pretty high end. There's a really long bar, but you have to be one of the VIPs in order to get in this area. So it's probably a little outside my range. I don't know if it's in your range or not. Probably outside my range.
Veterinary, if it's veterinary important person, then I qualify. But if it's a very, very important person,
it's for season ticket holders and stuff like that. And so, you're not going to see me in that place. But I asked, you know, because Jay Wilson is a friend of mine, and he did call me. He's like, so I hear you've been invited to come out and do this thing. What are you going to say? He wanted to know what I was going to say. I said, yeah, I'm going to be honest. I said, I'll shoot straight. And I said, but you know, while you're there, you could give me some Def Leppard tickets. And so he put me front and center for Wednesday's show.
Oh, right.
Make sure you look at your tickets before you go on the TV for me. And I said, sure. And I was like, so yeah, I'm sitting there on row P, like 5 and 6, like right dead center of the stage, right by the mixing board. If you can ever sit by a mixing board, you always want to sit by a mixing board because the mixing boards, it's where it sounds the best. And Def Leppard, which is kind of muddy anyway, it's just muddy. I can remember seeing them at the BJCC, and it just was so, and I must have been sitting in the worst seat in the house because it all just sounded like it just was all kind of just all over it. So it was just really muddy. I could barely tell the beat. It was really weird. But yeah, for an outdoor show like this, but it's great. It's a great venue. You're going to love seeing fish there. I cannot wait to go to the fish show with you. And so I just wanted to share that with you, but
it's going
to
be awesome. And you know, you're talking about, I pulled these out as you were talking because I don't add to this bag much anymore, but you can see I'm about to shit. Look at this. I pull this out all the time. All right. Cause these young people come in and they say, oh, I'm going to Bonnaroo this summer.
Yeah.
Okay. Very first Bonnaroo.
Wow.
Look at this. $100.
Hey, that was some Jack 23 years ago, brother.
100. You know how much it costs? Like 500 now.
Yeah.
$100. Wow, that's cool. Some of these fish tickets. Some of these fish tickets.
That's awesome. Oh, that's killer. Oh man. They got some, those tickets. See, those tickets are cool.
Oh man, there's so, yeah, they don't do this anymore. They don't do this anymore.
It's so sad. I mean, you know, I see a lot of lawn seats there too, which are great seats. It sucks. There ought to be a business somewhere that look at that. And great artwork too. That's the great thing about Fish is their artwork is fantastic. Great. There ought to be a business where they could get you for another $20. If you want a hard copy of the ticket tonight, go to our site and we'll print you off a ticket with your ticket seat on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cool. And another $20. But yeah, just goes to show that everything's tickless. Where was I at the other day? And they didn't take my cash. I was so pissed off. I did not want to use my card. It was somewhere where I'd been screwed. It wasn't protective. It was somewhere where I had been charged double, twice. And I was like, I'm not using my debit card again here. Cause I don't know what these kids are doing when they're running my credit card. And very rarely, how many people actually go back and look at their ledger? I don't. I mean, I at the end of the month when I budget myself, I try to see what I got left. As long as I'm not like out $500 or $600, I figure it's pretty much on. So if you want
to take their word for it,
yeah, take my word for it. But I went in there and I got charged $43. It was a parking thing. I charged $43 for parking twice, so I got charged $86 for parking by somebody. And I was like, 43 is already a crime. I got raped. And then all of a sudden I got charged twice. So I tried to use cash. Oh, we don't take cash.
Wow.
I think there's something in the Bible about that, isn't there?
Yeah. You have to, at some point you're going to have to do something to trade. You know, you're going to have some kind of mark or something to trade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The mark of the beast, or else you're not going to be able to buy anything. And then we're already kind of getting to that point, aren't we? How's business going? Summertime. Talk to you. I didn't talk to you last week. I was in Roanoke riding elevators. I had a great time. But how are you doing? Everything good?
Everything's great, man. Summertime is a busy time. We're having a great time.
I'm looking at several things here. I just Googled pets and then put the news in there just to see what trained police and how pets are used by domestic abusers. Brooklyn judge rules pet dogs are family members, which is kind of breaking news there. Is too hot to walk your dog? We had this conversation before, and we are having over 200 million people in this country right now are dealing with some type of heat advisory, an overextension, of course, of some heat dome or whatever, and it's just sitting on top of us, and it's a little early for that kind of stuff. Thank goodness down here in the South it's not, but it still feels like 100. So I took my dog for a walk yesterday, and I don't want to sound like I'm like one of these – I don't want to sound like the dog guy. You know what I mean? I love my animal and I do anything for it, but I don't want to be the cat woman. I don't want to be the dog guy, but I took him for a walk yesterday, dude. And he kept pulling me to the shade and kept going to the shade and would just lay down. And I'm like, dude, let's go. I mean, it was 95. It was hot. I was giving him water. We walked about 2 miles. Now we were walking on the road. And so I made sure that he walked in the grass. Cause I couldn't imagine. I went to a swimming pool Saturday for a birthday party and I couldn't even step on the white part. It was so hot. And so I figured his little paws were getting burned, but he kept pulling himself he kept pulling me to the shade and he'd find a bush and get underneath it and just lay down. And like every 100 yards, I'm like, dude, what the hell's wrong with you? Is he okay? Or is he just being a big baby? Cause I was getting worried about him. I was like, are you all right? Cause he was panting and I give him some more water and then he'd get up and walk another 100 yards and plop back down again.
Yeah. He's okay. You know, I mean, it's summertime, it's hot and they can't go for very long, especially your dog. He's got a lot of hair, you know, he's going to get hot.
Well, I felt bad. I felt like I said, do I need to leave you home? Because boy, when I got up from my chair half an hour ago, man, and it's 8,000 degrees outside. He's jonesing, man. He's like ready to go back outside again. I'm like, yeah, I'll get you outside and you'll pass out by the end of the driveway.
Yeah. And that's the name of the game. It was when it gets hot, like in the '90s, it's pushing the '90s now, you know? Yeah. And so when it gets hot like that, shorter, more frequent exercise is better, right? But you know, you do have to worry about their paws because they'll blister their paws on concrete, but especially on that black asphalt. And I think it's even hotter than sidewalks. So you do have to be careful, and you know, during times like this, you really have to condition them. You know, you take them out initially. Like if you are just now starting to get outside, you need to build up, you know, don't go from nothing to going on a 3-mile walk with your dog. You know, you got to build them up just like you would.
That's I think that is great advice. I did not think about that. That's wonderful advice. And I would not, I wouldn't even think of that, believe it or not. I would think my dog is a dog. He runs anywhere. He runs wherever he goes. He runs to pee, runs in the yard, chases cats. And so why shouldn't I be able to take him out for a 4 mile walk today? But I've been walking him almost every single day. We come out to Ross Bridge and I walk all the way up to your store, and it's a good 3.5-4 miles. And he seems to really enjoy it. But we also stop in the creek. He jumps in the creek and rolls around in it and goes back. But yeah, I was like yesterday, I was like, okay, because we actually walked last year when it was in the hundreds. I remember it was like we had a couple of days in the hundreds, and my son and I had a little bag of cold water, and we walked for it about a couple hours, and he seemed to do fine on it. But again, but black dogs, I would assume with black hair, he's attracting more heat. Correct? Black dogs get hotter than white dogs, right?
Yeah. I mean, because they're going to absorb the rays more. They don't reflect it like that black color.
What are some of the warning signs of heat exhaustion, overheating? Sometimes my dog will go out even on the hottest day and lay in the sun, and I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? I'm not sure why dogs do that, but they do. And you think, okay, well, dumbass, if you're going to lay in the sun, mm-hmm. then you can stay outside all day. Well, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't work that way. But talk about some of the things we should be looking for, and what does a heat exhaustion look like? And if a dog's like having really high temperatures, what do we do?
Well, when they throw up, that is a very telling sign. So if they're outside and it's hot and they've been running and they vomit, it's time to be done.
Okay.
And, it's not one of these, it's not something like, oh, we can be done in a little while. When they throw up, you need to stop, because that's kind of the first sign that they might be having hyperthermia or heat stroke.
Is that pick your dog up time? Like if you're, pick the dog up and bring him. Okay.
Yeah. Pick him up, bring him home. You can't really go by panting, because if you go by that, I mean, dogs pant sometimes when they're just laying around the house.
Yeah.
So, it's almost like you gotta, let them do their thing, let them do their dog thing. If you're getting hot and tired, then you can call it quits and they'll be fine. But if they start vomiting, that's, gotta stop.
Okay. And does shorter hair, I think a lot of people think that they have their dogs, cut. I use a foreguard on mine. I just do it because he feels softer and he doesn't shed as much, but do shorter hair dogs, deal with heat better or no?
Yeah. I mean, some do. But some dogs have coats that longer coats. So for example, like, a golden retriever has a really long coat, but they don't really have a big undercoat. So it's almost like golden retrievers, they have hair like ours. You move it around and you see their skin.
Yeah.
So they're a long haired dog that is still probably going to stay pretty cool. So that's true in a sense.
Okay. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. If you need anything done, go to the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital. They do wonderful work. And of course, you can see them on Facebook, and also 208-0301, 208-0301. Casey in Birmingham, they got a dog. And we've gone through several of these before, but we'll read them again if you've already had a question, because we've been doing this show for a couple of years. But it's a great show. It's one of our most listened to shows. Mitzi, her little retriever, keeps licking his right front two paws. She said, I've looked at them. They look fine. But just sits there and just licks and licks and licks and licks. What's going on with my dogs?
It's either like a habit, a habitual thing. Sometimes if a dog is anxious, not that this is not that it's not being cared for. That's not what I mean. But, some people have anxiety and they have the best life in the world. So it could be some form of anxiety, but it's probably allergy to something. Either an allergy to something in his food or an allergy to something outside, like a plant-based something that's making the dog itchy. And then that's why they lick. And then if they get a secondary fungal or bacterial infection, which they will get a lot of times from licking, then that will make them even itchier.
Yeah. And why the paws? Just because of the pads or what?
That's just if they have an allergy, if it's to something that's outside, that's what it's a contact allergy. So it's coming in contact with their feet. If it's an anxiety thing, I can't really tell you why. But it's just where dogs focus in on licking. But it's not the only place they'll do it if they're anxious. They can lick or chew all over their body. But for whatever reason, I mean, the paws are probably affected more because they're easily accessible. You know, they're just right there. They're easy for them to put their mouths on.
Billy in Homewood says that he is woken up every single night by his dog licking himself. Well, who wouldn't? I mean, if you could be up all night licking yourself. Does my dog have a problem? And he put a smiley face on there. There is not, I don't think there's one person. That is annoying as hell when you're having a hard time sleeping and all you can hear is... And you're like, dude, give it a rest. It's been like 10 minutes. Yeah. Enough. I'm not saying I wouldn't do it myself, but any problems there?
Well, it depends on if there's any signs of skin disease, like redness or hair loss or any type of like zits or crusting. You know, if there's any of that, then yeah, there's a problem. Because
what would that be if there's zits and crusting? What was that?
That's just secondary disease from licking. You know, that the dog has licked so much that it's created problems. And it's okay, like if you put it in human terms, it's okay to scratch your head if it itches. Yeah. But what's not okay is to be so itchy that you scratch until your hair falls out or you make yourself bleed. And that's what dogs do.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Susan in Northport says, you guys talk a lot about dogs all the time. I heard your cat show several weeks ago. She gave a hand, a pair of clappy hands. No problem. She wants to know about cats in heat, not in heat, but cats in the hot weather. And that's a great, we don't talk about cats in heat a lot. We assume that our cats are just going to figure things out. I know if I have an outdoor cat, it'll find something to drink. Someone will feed it if it doesn't come home for a couple of days. We'll see it come to the door. Of course, I haven't seen my cat in about 6 years, but I know it's out there somewhere. But when it comes to like direct heat, like we're having right now, is there anything we need to do to protect our kitty cats?
Man, hasn't been a ton of dogs that have had heat stroke, but I've seen a good number of dogs that have heat stroke. I have never once seen a cat with it. Not one time.
Really?
And I think that the main reason is that, first of all, cats don't really do a lot of planned exercise like dogs do. You know, no one takes their cat to the park to play, you know, like they do dogs. Mm-hmm. So, and dogs are wide open. And a lot of times they will just go and go and go. And if you will continue to play with them or do whatever, they don't police themselves. I think cats do a much better job of that. And, you know, they also, you know, I think that they are a little more involved with self-preservation than dogs are. I mean, you know, not to offend any dog people out there, but I guess in a roundabout way, I'm saying that the cats know how to take care of themselves a little better than dogs do.
Well, why do cats get fat?
Cats get fat because they are sedentary. The older they get, the more sedentary they get. They don't like to exercise like dogs do. They tend to be overfed because they don't do timed feedings like dogs do.
Yeah.
People just leave food out all the time for cats. Yeah. So over the years, that adds up. But their metabolism is different too than dogs. So you put all that stuff together and a cat's going to get fat.
Yeah. Speaking of cats, I mentioned before the show and during the show that I walk my dog almost every single day. And there are several cats now in the neighborhood that know I walk my dog and mock him. And what I mean by that is they know we're coming down the road and they'll come out in the yard and they've got to know they're smart enough. They come out of the yard to make sure that he sees them. They do that on purpose and they'll just sit down and then they'll get on the concrete and they'll just roll around with their tail going crazy, knowing that I'm not going to let him go. And it drives him crazy. There's only been a couple that where he's pulled hard enough on the chain that they've run, but for the most part, none of them leave. If there was a cat on the driveway and it was just sitting there or maybe even laying down or rolling around and I let him go, what would happen?
He would chase the cat and the cat would probably run away. Now, if he
would the cornered, cat run away, is there any cat that would not? Because like a couple of times he has pulled really, we've been like 10, 15 feet away and he's pulled really hard and they haven't moved. And I'm thinking to myself, I've seen some raise up and he won't mess with them. If they stand their ground, he'll back off. But if they run, he'll run.
But if you will, so notice this most of the time, if you see a cat in the neighborhood, the cat will, it'll let you get just close enough to think that you can catch it. Cats are really amazing at keeping pace with you. So if you're walking, they're going to walk. They're going to walk away from you, but they're going to walk. You start walking faster, they're going to walk faster. You know, cats are, they are very smart animals. And so I can guarantee you that most cats are, they're going to be able to get away because their reaction time is faster than a snake in a lot of cases. Like that's how fast their reaction time is. So they can, you know, they can sit there and wait an extra beat or two before they take off. So it might look like they're not going to do anything, but they're quick.
Dark Side of the Pooch is brought to you by the fine folks, of course, at Sasquatch Toys and Comics. We do this thing every single week. And of course, Sasquatch Toys and Comics, they do fantastic work. They've got comics from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. We've talked about them ad nauseum on the show a million times because they have a wonderful store down there in Citation Lane. Check out Sasquatch Toys and Comics. You're looking for any type of toys, you can make sure you can pick those bad boys up at Sasquatch Toys and Comics right there in Homewood. Susan wants to know, can dogs or cats have different colored eyes? And if they do, why?
Well, they have different color eyes a decent amount of time. And the best way I can answer that question is it's just all genetics. I mean, there's nothing in most cases. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just the total luck of the draw. Some dogs can have eyes that are multiple, single eyes that are multiple different colors. Some dogs can have one eye that's a solid color and the other guy eye that's a totally different solid color.
Really?
And
more so, more so than humans?
Yeah, because I see dogs with multiple colored eyes, like partly brown and partly blue, probably on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
Whereas when it comes to people, I don't see it that often. Now I will say that I didn't realize this, but I saw, you know, Max Scherzer, it's a pitcher.
Yeah.
He's been in the news recently cause he got traded to Toronto and then he got hurt. But so I saw a picture of him and I never noticed that he has two different color eyes and it was frightening.
I got a friend of mine, his name is Daryl, and I every time I see him, I forget that he has a different color eyes as soon as I see him, but it's like, whoa, the blue one, it really is, it's amazing. I mean, he used to pick up women, but
they almost look like androids, you know, it's like Terminator. It's like, you know, when it's like in Terminator 2, when half his face gets ripped off and one eye's red and the other eye's whatever color it
exactly.
is.
So yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. Info to TonyCurryRadio.net. Let's see. Stacy here in Birmingham has a fish question for you. She said, I've heard Dr. Reb talk about fish a lot. She said, please have him list his top five bands that are named after animals and you can't use fish.
Okay. All right. Question. Oh, man. Gosh, can I even come up with five?
Shall I help you?
No. Okay, the Beatles.
The Beatles. Okay, very good.
That works
number one.
The Monkees.
Yes, the Monkees. Very good.
The Animals.
The Animals. Don't be misunderstood. Yeah.
Let's see. There's got to be a really great classic rock band with an animal name that I'm missing. Gosh. Great White.
Great White. Shark. Yes, Great White. That works. Very good.
Let's see. I don't know. Help me out, Tom. What's the
White Lion.
Gosh, I don't know White Lion.
You don't know White Lion?
No.
White Lion, they had a hit. They have had several hits back in the 90s. They're a big hair band.
White Snake.
White Snake. Yeah. I'm going to have to pull it up now because I'm banned.
I gave you five. There's five right there.
No, that was, you did excellent. Bands with animal names, because this is probably going to blow me away because now I have to know. The Eagles.
Oh gosh. How can we,
the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
The Turtles.
Turtles.
They consider Def Leppard, I guess, an animal. So it's a leopard.
Yeah. All right.
The Stray Cats. Counting Crows.
Oh, that's good.
Flock of Seagulls, The Birds.
Yeah.
The Pussycat Dolls.
Okay.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Three Dog Night, Rat, Steppenwolf,
Rat.
The Crickets, Counting Crows, Blue Oyster Cult, Iron Butterfly, The Boomtown Rats, Super Furry Animals, never heard of them.
I've heard of them.
Cage the Elephant.
Yep.
Fish, Steel Panther, and Faster Pussycat.
Incredible.
Pantera. By the way, Pantera is coming to the Coco Amphitheater as well. I didn't even know they were still around. Yeah, I can honestly say I do not know a song from Pantera. Do you?
They replaced Dimebag Darrell. He died.
Yeah.
But no, I have no idea.
All right. You always like to share one quick story. You have a special guest there behind you. We haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. Anything interesting going on there at the store that you want to share with? Any interesting cases come through?
Well, we had this is crazy. This is kind of like a World War II story. So we had this dog come in that had a really bad toenail injury. And the dog would not leave its toenail alone. It kept licking on it, chewing on it, biting on it. And we tried to treat it, and you know, the dog wasn't responding to it because the dog would not leave the thing alone. Huh. So it got so infected and inflamed, we just had to amputate the toe.
The toe? Wow.
The toe, just the toe. Yeah.
And did you have any reason why it just liked to, maybe it was anxious, just liked to bite his toenails?
Yeah, but it's almost like a situation, like, I just want to say it's like a World War II thing. It's like gangrene, you know, you got to cut it off.
Wow. That's kind of crazy, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Dark Side of the Pooch. Tell people how they get in touch with you. And I want to talk about Sasquatch Toys and Comics. Go.
Yeah. You can call us at 208-0301 or Rossbridge Animal Hospital at gmail.com. You can email us there. And we are rossbridgevet.com.
info@tonycurryradio.net info@tonycurryradio.net Keep those email questions coming. We'll read them. Of course, brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics. The place is owned by the guy who used to have Ed's Pet World, so you know that he's into some wild, crazy stuff when it comes to toys, man. Unboxed. If you've got some stuff that's in your attic or anywhere else, he buys, sells, and trades all kinds of great stuff. So check out his toy collection. And of course, the comics are unbelievable. Over 300,000 comics he has down there. It's amazing. Wow. I'm not a comic guy, but I mean, it'll blow your brains out. You'll get down there and you're like, holy smokes. And it just keeps going and going and going. It's amazing. Check out Sasquatch Toys and Comics. Till next week, my friend. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
See you, bud.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.